Welcome to Frontiers, Defending Our Freedom and Faith, brought to you by the Greater Syracuse Association of Evangelicals. My name is Dr. Bruce Jones, President. Last week I spoke about the value of voters, and as I noted, many agree that our nation's future is riding on the November midterm election. Many are calling it the single most important election in decades. And when it comes to voting for candidates, we should remember the Bible's advice to Moses that he was to provide out of all the people able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and then place them to be rulers. Now, it is true that the Constitution says that elected officials shall not be bound by oath or affirmation to support this Constitution, but no religious test shall ever be required as a qualification to any office or public trust under the United States. But it is also true that the values and worldview of an elected official will affect their decision and the policies they want to enact. Now, of course, we don't always have a clear choice in an election, and we may have to take the position of one Christian leader who threw up his hands and said he didn't think either candidate was a good choice, so he said, I'm going to hold my nose and close my eyes and vote. But as we weigh the options we have, we need to consider not just the value of voters, but the values of voters. For example, in the last election, half of the evangelical voters were primarily motivated by financial issues, and only a few thought that the sanctity of life and marriage was that important. A large block of evangelicals will traditionally focus on social justice issues, which are certainly important, but they may be overlooking other issues that I think are fundamental to the well-being of our society. A few evangelicals will also focus primarily on issues helping the poor, and statistics show that 1 out of 7 Americans now live in poverty. But the root cause is the disintegration of marriage, and children born to single moms will be at least 5 times more likely to be poor. So when politicians want to promote a sex education in schools that does not address morality, it sets up an atmosphere that gives license to sin, and society pays a price. So values count when we vote for someone in many areas. One issue that I think is very important is pro-life. David Barton of Wall Builders says that if a candidate is pro-choice, then over 90% of the time you can predict where they are going to be on a number of other critical issues, and they are usually not conservative points of view. The New York State Catholic Conference put it this way. They warn their people to not vote out of simple party loyalty, but be guided by Christ in the teachings of their church on social issues. In their estimation, though, the right to life is the right through which all others flow. Now, as an example, when I learned that one of the candidates for our state governor in our state is called a 100% pro-choice champion and considers those of us who are pro-life to be extreme and frightening, we might well get frightened to know how he'll address a number of other issues that would concern us. Some evangelicals may be battle-weary, almost after 40 years in the fight for life, and yet today there has been a change. It has not all been in vain. More and more majority of Americans are becoming pro-life, and many of them are of the younger generation who were not killed in the womb but allowed to live. Now, frankly, folks, when a leading figure in our nation's capital is okay with extracting babies from a womb and then letting them die, I call that murder, and I could never vote for him. My values must affect my vote. And yet studies show that many believers don't even consider their values when voting. And as we have noted, even worse yet, many evangelicals have abandoned the political process. According to one source, Christians remain on the sidelines in alarming numbers. Chuck Colson recently said, "All you have to do is lose the right to vote just once, and you would never again find any excuse for not going into the voting booth." And just in case you don't think your vote would count for very much, remember these facts that I told you last week. 4 states, Texas, California, Oregon, and Washington, were all admitted into the Union by a margin of just 1 vote. But the final frightening example I gave you from history was in 1923, a newly formed political party in a German beer hall met, and by a margin of just 1 vote, Adolf Hitler was chosen to lead what became the Nazi Party. And we all know what happened to the world as a result. Your vote counts. So go to the booth and vote in this election. Join us next week at the frontier where our freedoms and faith are being attacked.
Thank you for listening. The views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of GSAE or the Mars Hill Network.